200. O my spiritual loved ones, at a time when an ocean of trials and tribulations was surging up and flinging its waves to the heavens, when multitudes were assailing us and the tyrannical were inflicting upon us crushing wrongs, at such a time, a band of individuals intent on defaming us allied themselves with our unkind brother, brought out a treatise that was filled with slanderous charges and leveled accusations and calumnies against us. In this way, they alarmed and confused the government authorities, and it is obvious what the condition of this captive then became in this dilapidated fortress, and what terrible harm and mischief was done, far worse than words can tell. In spite of everything, this homeless prisoner remained inwardly tranquil and secure, trusting in the peerless Lord, yearning for whatever afflictions might have to be encountered in the pathway of God's love. For bolts of hate are in our sight but a gift of pearls from him, and mortal poison but a healing draught. Such was our state when a letter came to us from the American friends. They had covenanted together, so they wrote, to remain at one in all things, and the signatories, one and all, had pledged themselves to make sacrifices in the pathway of the love of God, thus to achieve eternal life. At the very moment when this letter was read, together with the signatures at its close, Abdu'l-Bahá experienced a joy so vehement that no pen can describe it, and thanked God that friends had been raised up in that country who will live together in perfect harmony, in the best of fellowship, in full agreement, closely knit, united in their efforts. The more this compact is reinforced, the happier and the better shall all things be, for it will draw unto itself the confirmations of God. If the lovers of the Lord are hoping for grace to win as their friends the company on high, they must do all they can to strengthen this compact, for such an alliance for brotherhood and unity is even as watering the tree of life. It is life everlasting. O ye lovers of God, make firm your steps, fulfill your pledge to one another, go forth in harmony to scatter abroad the sweet savours of God's love and to establish his teachings, until ye breathe a soul into the dead body of this world and bring true healing in the physical and spiritual realms to everyone who aileth. O ye lovers of God, the world is even as a human being who is diseased and impotent, whose eyes can see no longer, whose ears have gone deaf, all of whose powers are corroded and used up. Wherefore must the friends of God be competent physicians, who, following the holy teachings, will nurse this patient back to health. Perhaps, God willing, the world will mend and become permanently whole, and its exhausted faculties will be restored, and its person will take on such vigour, freshness, and verdancy that it will shine out with comeliness and grace. The first remedy of all is to guide the people aright, so that they will turn themselves unto God and listen to his counsellings, and go forth with hearing ears and seeing eyes. Once this speedily effective draught is given them, then in accordance with the teachings, they must be led to acquire the characteristics and the behaviour of the concourse on high, and encouraged to seek out all the bounties of the Abha realm. They must cleanse their hearts from even the slightest trace of hatred and spite, and they must set about being truthful and honest, conciliatory and loving to all humankind, so that East and West will, even as two lovers, hold each other close, that hatred and hostility will perish from the earth, and universal peace be firmly rooted in their place. O ye lovers of God, be kind to all peoples, care for every person, do all ye can to purify the hearts and minds of men, strive ye to gladden every soul. To every meadow be a shower of grace, to every tree the water of life. Be a sweet musk to the sense of humankind, and to the ailing be a fresh, restoring breeze. Be pleasing waters to all those who thirst, a careful guide to all who have lost their way. Be father and mother to the orphan, be loving sons and daughters to the old, be an abundant treasure to the poor. Think ye of love and good fellowship as the delights of heaven. Think ye of hostility and hatred as the torments of hell. Indulge not your bodies with rest, but work with all your souls, and with all your hearts cry out and beg of God to grant you his succour and grace. Thus may ye make this world the Abha paradise, and this globe of earth the parade ground of the realm on high. If only ye exert the effort, it is certain that these splendours will shine out, these clouds of mercy will shed down their rain, these life-giving winds will rise and blow, this sweet-smelling musk will be scattered far and wide. O ye lovers of God, do not dwell on what is coming to pass in this holy place, and be ye in no wise alarmed. Whatsoever may happen is for the best, because affliction is but the essence of bounty, and sorrow and toil are mercy unalloyed, and anguish is peace of mind, and to make a sacrifice is to receive a gift, and whatsoever may come to pass hath issued from God's grace. See ye therefore to your own tasks, guide ye the people, and educate them in the ways of Abdu'l-Bahá. Deliver to mankind this joyous message from the Abha realm. Rest not by day or night. Seek ye no moment's peace. Strive ye with all your might to bring to men's ears these happy tidings. In your love for God and your attachment to Abdu'l-Bahá, accept ye every tribulation, every sorrow. Endure the aggressor's taunts. Put up with the enemy's reproaches. Follow in the footsteps of Abdu'l-Bahá and in the pathway of the Abha beauty, long at every moment to give up your lives. Shine out like the day star, be unresting as the sea. Even as the clouds of heaven, shed ye life upon field and hill, and like unto April winds, blow freshness through those human trees and bring them to their blossomings.